You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's extra police at Preble High School today, along with more student support staff after two separate fights during lunch yesterday. In one, a student was arrested, and when officers searched for a locked classroom, they also found a handgun and ammunition. The gun wasn't on the student or out in the open. Police are still deciding on charges. If you have information that can help with an investigation, call Green Bay Police or leave a tip with Crime Stoppers. The Green Bay School District is honoring 8 alumni with a new Hall of Fame. At a ceremony yesterday, School Superintendent Vicki Bayer called the project long overdue.
During my time here at Green Bay, I had opportunities to encounter so many wonderful, amazing alumni and wondered why we aren't recognizing them. Why aren't we getting a message out about some of the fabulous things happening that our alumni are part of?
To be eligible, honorees need to have graduated at least 20 years ago, a requirement easily met by Packers co-founder Curly Lambeau. He graduated from East High School 108 years ago. Lambeau went on to co-found the Packers, lead them to 6 NFL championships, and pioneered the passing game. Another inductee, Preble High School class of 1990, Major General Anthony Mastalier, has an interstellar impact. He's the current director of global space operations at U.S. Space Command at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. The inaugural Hall of Fame also includes community leaders like Emily Jacobson, East High School class of 2003, and founder of the Wisconsin Doulas Association, and Nancy Nussbaum, West High School class of 1964, former De Pere mayor and Brown County executive and director of Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services. An induction ceremony is next month, October 11th. The Packers-Lions matchup on Sunday was the most watched Week 1 game in more than 2.5 decades, according to CBS Sports. The matchup drew nearly 24 million viewers on Sunday. The Pack squares off with the Washington Commanders tomorrow night in primetime. It's their winter warning game, where they'll be all decked out in white uniforms and asking fans to be a part of the whiteout, too. Meanwhile, the Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. In Green Bay and across Wisconsin, you could be waiting years to get a defense attorney if you're charged with a crime. A new investigation from Wisconsin Watch highlights the story of one Green Bay resident who's been waiting more than 2 years for a public defender. At her last hearing, the court said it had tried more than 10,000 times to find her an attorney for her 2023 drug possession case. As of the start of August, the state court system reported a backlog of more than 12,500 felony cases. For news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Hellman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own 2-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Reese Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a 1-year extension worth 30 $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of The Office should probably know by now there is a spinoff of the show called The Paper. The show dropped last week and is shot in the same mockumentary style as The Office was. The pilot of the show lacked some of that natural quirkiness that The Office had. There were a few laughs, but I don't see the show going that far without a Steve Carell or Rainn Wilson. If you're interested to see for yourself, check out The Paper on Peacock. The highly awaited Task has dropped on HBO. Series creator and showrunner Brad Inglesby is also the creative force behind the critically acclaimed Mayor from Easttown. Heading up the cast is Mark Ruffalo, who is joined by Tom Pelfrey, Amelia Jones, and nightlight pal Jamie McShane. The show follows a task force led by Ruffalo that is trying to stop a series of home robberies. I watched the pilot, which aired last weekend, and really dug it. Unfortunately, we only get one episode a week from HBO. New episodes drop at 9 p.m. Sunday nights. Definitely worth a look, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out Mayor from Easttown with Kate Winslet. Neil Diamond fans might want to start making plans for the holidays. Song Sung Blue, named after the Neil Diamond hit, finally has a release date and will hit theaters nationwide on Christmas Day. The perfect day to give us a reprieve from Christmas tunes. The film is based on a true story of a Wisconsin-based couple who formed a Neil Diamond tribute band called Thunder and Lightning. Mike and Claire Sardina were down on their luck musicians living in Milwaukee. Once they started performing together and singing those feel-good Diamond tunes, they became a local phenomenon. The film is based on the 2008 documentary of the same name by Greg Coe. The film has serious star power. The cast is led by Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, with an ensemble that includes The Sopranos' Michael Imperioli, Ella Anderson, and Jim Belushi. Song Sung Blue is directed by Craig Brewer. Go to YouTube and check out the trailer, waiting with bated breath to find out if Sweet Caroline will be in the film. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Given the life Charlie Sheen has led, apparently it was impossible to fit all of his transgressions or adventures into his recent two-part documentary that just dropped. The Book of Sheen is available for readers September 9th. Just some juicy facts that Sheen shared ahead of the release are how he dealt with his HIV diagnosis in 2011 and an intervention that was disguised as his father Martin Sheen's 50th birthday party. Sheen was whisked away to a rehab facility, but he wasn't quite ready. He apparently needed one more night of partying, which included judging a bikini contest in Palm Springs. Sheen told the nurse at the rehab facility he would be back the next morning at 9 a.m. or he would give her $1 million. A man of his word, after doing cocaine all night and judging said bikini contest with Nicolas Cage, Sheen returned at 8:44 a.m. to commence rehab. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormes. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, a great-looking September day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Another good one on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.